F3, Undersea Cowhands. We all know how a cowhand ropes a calf. An underwater animal called the sea anemone lassoes its prey in much the same manner. Most sea anemones are cylindrical in shape and are as broad as they are high. They cling to the bottom of the sea, to seaweed at the ocean's surface, to rocks, and to the wooden piers of wharves and bridges. Sea anemones are almost stationary and can move only very slowly over the surfaces to which they are attached. Few sea anemones measure more than 8 centimeters, about 3 inches, across. The sea anemone's mouth is located at its top. The mouth is surrounded by one or more circles of tentacles, or long arms. In each tentacle is a special kind of cell. When anything irritates the tentacle, this cell ejects a pointed thread that carries poison. Any small fish or animal struck by this poison thread becomes helpless, just as a calf caught by a cowhand's rope is helpless. Sea anemones are beautifully colored. They get their name because they resemble anemones, or windflowers, which are plants with many colored flowers that bloom in spring. F3, Undersea Cowhands. We all know how a cowhand ropes a calf. An underwater animal called the sea anemone lassoes its prey in much the same manner. Most sea anemones are cylindrical in shape and are as broad as they are high. They cling to the bottom of the sea, to seaweed at the ocean's surface, to rocks, and to the wooden piers of wharves and bridges. Sea anemones are almost stationary and can move only very slowly over the surfaces to which they are attached. Few sea anemones measure more than 8 centimeters, about 3 inches, across. The sea anemone's mouth is located at its top. The mouth is surrounded by one or more circles of tentacles, or long arms. In each tentacle is a special kind of cell. When anything irritates the tentacle, this cell ejects a pointed thread that carries poison. Any small fish or animal struck by this poison thread becomes helpless, just as a calf caught by a cowhand's rope is helpless. Sea anemones are beautifully colored. They get their name because they resemble anemones, or windflowers, which are plants with many colored flowers that bloom in spring.